We're kindly joined by Tina Kalaitiana, President of New Zealand Netball, and no doubt feeling pretty good, as we all should be, about this massive effort from our Silver Ferns, winning 7 games in 9 days and taking out the final against Jamaica in the early hours of this morning. Tēnā koe, Tina. Thanks for joining us on the program.
You're my welcome. Kia ora, Dale. It's lovely to chat to you again.
And you as well. You know, I had a thought for our old mate. He used to be our broadcasting rangatira, Kingi, of course. And he loves his beautiful daughter. Nolene's back in the chair, and she's done a magnificent job to help steer the team to success. But really, credit to all of the players, the supporters, and even those like yourself, Tina, who've been at home cheering them on all the way. This has been a really wonderful effort. 16 years since our last gold. What sticks in your mind most about this effort in 2026?
Oh, I guess it's, you know, when we refer back to 2025, and, you know, what happened with Knowles, that really sticks in my mind, and the fact that she's come through all of that adversity to win gold. That's not an easy feat. You know, the runway for her to bring the girls here, that wasn't an easy feat because, you know, maybe the team was named. She had maybe a week together, not even that, to actually bring them across to Manchester to warm up and then go straight into Com games. She's done an amazing job, but I guess what she's done, and we were talking and we've talked about this, but the girls really, really have bonded. You know, and everything that happened last year, Dale, and I won't stay in that space, but the team and have gelled. They've just become one. Kotahitanga, I think. You know, that's what they're doing. They've just joined at the hips, like sisters, really. And they've, and what was the word that one of the girls used is, we just love our space, we love each other. And that's, what can you expect? And, you know, at the end of the day, that's what brought them together. That's what sticks in my mind.
And it was a wonderful tournament. I've really enjoyed the tournament. You know, it's scaled back from Olympic Games and its coverage, but there's something down home about what we've witnessed across the last couple of weeks. Watching the Ferns, there was a crispness to their play, an authority that they possessed on court, and a self-belief that was evident in the way that they worked the ball through the court. Shooting was exceptional too, with grace, and a fantastic effort. Do you know what though, Tina? I had a bit of a soft spot for Jamaica, and I didn't mind when they knocked over Australia. I think half of us in the country, perhaps even more, were celebrating. But we obviously were nervous, and they were good in the final too. I didn't get up in the early hours, Tina, but the scoreline would suggest that they were in it as well at times. So we're seeing a bit of a changing of the guard, and that's got to be encouraging for international netball as well, Ned.
Oh, it is. And, you know, this is one of the first times Jamaica, the Sunshine Girls, have actually made the final. They're normally on the fringes of third, you know, playing for the bronze. And it was. And they were so, their game was amazing, Dale. And they were deserving winners against Australia. I just my own observation of that game particularly was, I don't know whether Australia took them as seriously as they should have. The girls, Jamaicans just, you know, stood their ground and just were very considered and deliberate in the what they did with the ball. They riddled the Australians, and, you know, that the only time, one of the things I have noticed over the years with Jamaica, they tend to get rattled at the wrong time, and then it flips, and, you know, they lose their focus. And at that last minute, if you watch the game, Dale, they lost their focus. They were 3 up, and they lost their focus. And if that goal had gone in for the Australians, I don't know whether or not they would have continued and taken that spot. But, you know, destiny had it, the cards written for them, and they won, and they were deserving winners.
You know, it's not just a game of netball, because the game itself has been on something of a precipice here. in New Zealand. And what we do need, Atina, is to light up the eyes of our rangatahi and young people who will follow in the footsteps of this classy international effort. So there was more at stake, really, than just one game. Perhaps I don't want to oversell it, but the future of the sport was really also very much in focus. So a magnificent victory in Glasgow for the New Zealand women's netball team. Look, I know Nolene, she's a class act, so she's not going to be heading around going, "I told you so," or anything of that nature. She'll just take it in her stride. But it does give us a great sense of confidence that we are able to beat the best in the world. And I'm not quite sure how long she is, her contract is for leading the helm and steering the ship. But certainly this is another reminder that all of the experience she's garnered over the years as a top-class, high-performing international coach has come to fruition in Glasgow over the past couple of weeks, and really just acknowledging her efforts, a real class act, Nair.
Yeah, absolutely. Knowles is a class act. So in December, if I'm correct, and it was a decision of hers as well, she her contract comes up, and, you know, she'll go through, but she encouraged that, you know, be transparent when it comes to that position. So it's going to come up towards the end of the year. Not too sure what's going to happen, whether she wants to carry on, but, you know, that's a decision to yet to be made. And one of the things that, and you're so right about Noel, she's not going to go, "I told you so." She's not. That's because she is a class act. You know, she just looks forward. When it comes to the future of our sport, there are some young girls in there. If you think about it, we've got Martina, and we've also Amelia Walmsley. They're young. You know, we could have had, you know, some of the more experienced players there that were, you know, shortlisted in the team. But I think this is what my own whakaaro is. I think Knowles was planning for 2027. Having those young people there. The other thing, and I've got to give this, one of the players really stood out for all of us because we didn't know that Mila was a wing defence, but she played out of her skin. She was amazing. And so that was something, that was a revelation for us, but only people like the Knowles of this world will take that, you know, to review it and just go the gut feeling about her players. Mila was outstanding in the wing defence position, and you saw that she featured quite regularly in those seven games.
Well, like everyone else across the country today, awaking to find the news of another Commonwealth Games gold, long time between drinks, but I think we all stand and salute the efforts of these wahine toa and the way that they've had a very compressed and challenging tournament here with 7 games in 9 days and coming up trumps. Just an amazing effort by them, and we're all very, very, as we should be, proud of their efforts, alongside all of the other athletes who've represented us in the black and white in Glasgow across the last fortnight. Dr. Karina Tina Koraitiana, President of NZ Netball, with us today. Thanks very much for joining us for a kōrero, Tina.
You're most welcome, Dale. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi.